A 39-year-old woman admitted that she had lied. She claimed that she bought the latest winning lottery ticket in Massachusetts, but then lost it. The ticket was worth $18 million after all deductions. Jean Fenn was charged with grand larceny. A conviction could put her in prison for up to 7 years. The real winner of the ticket, Kevin Hayes, 66, presented it a week ago to the liquor store where he had bought it. That store will receive 1% of the prize, or $180,000. The owner of the store, Mark Abrams, 56, was overjoyed. "Last year we had a storm that blew half of our roof off. It cost $25,000 to put a new roof on." Hayes said that he was reminded to check his numbers when he heard that a woman had lost her winning ticket. He and his wife had been camping in the mountains when the winning number was drawn. "But I feel sorry for this woman," said Haynes. "She only did this out of desperation. In fact, I'm going to help her out financially after she gets out of prison. It's a shame that this wealthy country has so many poor people. So I'm going to donate a lot of this money to different charities. What do I need $18 million for?" The checks to Hayes and Abrams should arrive within 2 weeks, according to a lottery spokesman. The spokesman mentioned that lottery players should remember that the odds of winning the lottery are only about 1 in 40 million. Even so, most people think that someone has to win, and it might as well be them.